Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
祝大家圣诞愉快。
It is indeed fitting that we spend this Christmas morning worshiping God.
我们今天早晨在庆祝这个圣诞的早晨来敬拜我们的主。
This morning we are going to look at the book of Isaiah.
今天早晨呢，我们来分享以赛亚书。
And as we celebrate God sending His Son today on Christmas, we want to look at some of the prophecies that were predicted in the Old Testament.
在今天早晨，我们来庆祝神把他的儿子送给我们的时候呢，我们来看在旧约里面的一些预言，来分享考察一些旧约的预言。
I will start reading in Isaiah chapter 8.
我们一开始先看以赛亚书第八章。
And actually, we're going to start in verse 19.
我们从那个十九节开始。
When men tell you to consult mediums and spiritualists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living?
当有人对你们说，当求问那教鬼的和行巫术的，就是有声音言语微细的，你们便回答说，百姓不当求问自己的神吗？岂可为活人而求问死人呢？
To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn.
人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光。
Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land.When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upward, will curse their king and their God.
他们必经过这地受艰难受饥饿，饥饿的时候心中焦躁，咒骂自己的君王和自己的神。
Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness.
仰观上天，俯察下地，不料竟是艰难黑暗。和幽暗的痛苦，他们必被赶入乌黑的黑暗中去。
I admit that I felt a little bit of what the Isaiah was talking about this Christmas season.
我感觉呢，这一段呢讲那个好像是以赛亚书讲，不太适合讲我们那个圣诞节的庆祝。
And I'm sure many of you who have tried to go Christmas shopping either Thursday or Friday or even Saturday experience some of this.Distress and darkness.
我讲呢，如果你是到星期三、星期五或者星期四去那个圣诞抢购的时候呢，你可能会经历里边所讲到的一些艰难。
One of the songs on the radio, on the Christian radio that I listen to in my car, says, "I need a silent night."
我在车上开车听一个基督教的电台的时候呢，那个就讲到我需要一个平安夜。
And the singer tells about how there's so much stress and so much that the pace of life is so hurried.
因为那个唱歌的那个歌唱的歌手呢说那个生活多么的艰难，多么的那个难过，他需要一些那个平安。
And the chorus repeats, "I need a silent night."
也就是说呢，我需要一个平安的夜晚。
But it's not just the Christmas busyness.
并不仅仅是那个有关那个圣诞节的那个圣诞节。
Isaiah chapter 8 says this is the status of everyone who looks to other things instead of to God.
以赛亚书这第八章就是讲了，这是所有一切人的光景，如果他只看其他而不仰望神的话。
God says, you should be looking to me, but instead you are consulting other things.
神在这里说，你应该来仰望我，而你不这么做，你却去问其他人。
Instead of looking to God, we look to other things to provide us with peace and rest.
不去仰望神，我们去寻求其他的东西，寻求他们能给我们的平安。
When we have trouble and distress in our lives, we say, well, to get peace, I need to get more money.
在你生活中遇到艰难困苦的时候，你要得到平安的时候呢，你就说呢，你要得到更多的金钱。
I need to be more financially secure.
我需要财务上更稳定。
I need a better education.
我需要教育程度更高。
I need some more entertainment.
我需要更多的娱乐。
I need some distraction.
也需要一些能够转换我注意力的东西。
Maybe I need some better relationships.
或者我应该有更好的朋友的关系。
And when we turn to all those things for peace instead of God, we end up in this distress and darkness.
我们寻求这些东西而不是寻求主来寻求我们的平安，我们没有得到平安，得到更多的是艰难困苦。
As our brother Jeff reminds us when he leads worship, that our hearts are restless.
啊，当那个杰夫给我们那个领我们那个敬拜的时候，讲到我们的那个心灵的那个不安。
And they continue to be restless until we find our rest in God.
一直不安，直到我们从主那里才能得到这个平安。
Well, what is to be done when we are in this distress and darkness?
当我们在黑暗和艰难之中，我们应该怎么做呢？
This is the status of the whole world.
这就是我们整个世界的光景。
Everyone who is born to this world looks to something else for rest and peace other than God.
很多人，我们所有的人生长到这个世界，不是去寻求神，而去寻求其他的能给我们平安的东西。
Even when God offers it to us himself, we always look for something else.
尽管神已经给了我们他给我们的东西，我们还在寻求其他的东西。
We need a divine intervention.
我们需要一个圣洁的那个介入。
So we come to Isaiah chapter 9.
那我们来看那个以赛亚书第九章。
Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan.
但那受过痛苦的并不再见幽暗，从前神使西布伦地和拿非他利地被藐视，幕后却使这沿海的路约旦河外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice in the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder.
你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，使向人分裸物那样的快乐。
For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor.
因他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。
Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire.
再是在乱杀之间所穿的盔甲，并滚在那雪中的衣服，必作为可烧的，当作火柴。
In the midst of a world in darkness and distress, this is what God is going to do.
在我们面临着艰难困苦黑暗的时候呢，这就是神要所做的。
He has announced that God is going to turn everything around.
神呢要把所有这一切都改变。
This is going to be a complete reversal of fortune.
要把所有的一切都旋转过来，回转过来。
He starts with the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali.
他一开始就讲那个西布伦地和拿非他利地。
At the time of Isaiah, they were in distress because they were being attacked by the Assyrian Empire.
在当时以赛亚书他们感到非常很大的艰难，因为他们受到亚述帝国的攻击。
They were humbled in defeat and oppression.
他们呢被那个打败了。
But in the future, God says, they will be honored.
在末后神说呢，他们会得到荣耀。
And verse 2, God is going to turn that darkness and turn it into light.
在第二节神说呢，要把这个黑暗呢转换成为光明。
That you may live in the land of the shadow of death, but a light is going to dawn in your life.
你可能在黑暗中行走，但你的生活当中最后呢，有光会照耀你们。
At this time, the nation was shrinking.
当时他们的这个国度在缩小减少。
It was losing land.
他们丧失了土地。
It was getting attacked.
受到了攻击。
Yet God says, in the future, when the Savior comes, you are going to, God is going to enlarge the nation.
神说呢，当救主来临的时候呢，你们的国民会繁多，国土会增加。
And instead of distress and trouble, God is going to increase their joy.
在你们受到艰难困苦的时候呢，神会加增你们的喜乐。
And what is that joy going to look like?
这个喜乐会是什么样子呢？
That joy is going to look like the harvest time.
这个喜乐呢，就像你那个收割的欢喜一样。
That's the happiest time of the year.
这是一年当中最愉快快乐的时光。
It's kind of what you feel like when you get your paycheck.
就像你拿到你的工资单一样。
That joy.
你是非常喜乐。
And he compares it to the day of Midian's defeat.
然后呢他又比喻说相比于在米甸的那个日子一样。
He's looking back to what happened in the book of Judges.
他呢再看那个士师记里面发生的这个故事。
The nation of Midian was oppressing Israel.
当时呢米甸国呢正在压迫以色列国。
And then God called Gideon.
神呢呼召基甸。
And raised him up as a judge.
把他呢变成一个士师。
And sent him into battle with 300 soldiers.
给他带领300个勇士去攻击那个米甸人。
Against the Midian army that was described as uncountable.
当时的米甸的军队呢据说是战无不胜的。
And God sent these 300 men armed with nothing but jars and torches.
这300个勇士呢没有什么很多的装备只有空瓶和火把。
And yet, Midian was completely defeated.
然而米甸人被完全打败了。
So God says, just like back in Gideon with Midian's defeat, so it's going to be.
神说呢就像在米甸的日子米甸人被打败一样你们呢你们的敌人也被打败。
That oppression that's on your shoulder, that's going to be completely destroyed.
你们身上所负的重轭会完全折断。
God's going to do a complete victory.
神呢会有一个完全的那个胜利。
Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
毫无疑问。
And then he says, every warrior's boot and every garment rolled with blood will be burned.
神说呢所有的那个战士的盔甲他们的衣服呢都被可烧的。
In that promised day, all those things that were used for war, those are going to be useless.
在那个应许的日子里，所有用来征战的所有的那些器物呢，都变得没有用处了。
Everything associated with conflict and war, they're going to be gotten rid of.
所有有关和冲突、战争有关的东西呢，都会被弃绝。
This sounds pretty good.
听上去非常的美好。
It's the complete opposite of the darkness and despair that he described in chapter 8.
这个呢和第八节里边所描绘的黑暗困苦艰难他们所面临的完全的相反。
God not only is going to solve the problem of the darkness and despair, but he's going to turn it completely around.
神呢不仅要解决黑暗困苦艰难的问题要把整个的那个情势那个扭转过来。
But we're still missing one very important piece of information.
但在这里我们还是没有看到一个错失了一个非常重要的信息。
How is God going to be able to do this?
神要怎么做才能达到这些呢?
And that is what we are told in verse 6.
这是在我们第六节里面提到的。
God is going to solve the darkness and distress not with a plan, but with a person.
神呢要解决我们的艰难困苦不仅仅有他的计划也有他的所用的人选。
Not just a person, it's going to be a child, a son, a baby.
这个人呢是一个婴孩一个小孩。
Verse 6, for to us a child is born, And to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
第六节讲到，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Why are we so excited about Christmas?
为什么我们对圣诞节那么兴奋呢?
Because of verse 6.
因为呢就是这个东西。
Because we know that what has already been described in chapter 9, that reversal of fortune, God bring prosperity out of darkness and distress, is going to happen with a child.
因为我们知道在第九节神讲到的所有这件神所做的扭转全部的形式给我们带来喜乐有一个婴孩儿我们带来这个喜乐就是主要所做的。
And in Christmas, we celebrate that child.
在圣诞节我们来庆祝这个婴孩。
That son has been born.
这个为我们而生的这个婴孩。
And it says the government will be on his shoulders.
他说呢,政权必担在他的肩头上。
That's the opposite of what he said before, where it says oppression is on your shoulders.
这呢和他以前讲的那个在你所负的重恶呢正好相反。
What's on your shoulders?
在你的肩头是什么呢?
What's oppressing you?
什么来在这重压在你的肩头上的重恶是什么呢?
Is it troubles of this world?
是这个世界上的纷乱。
Is it addictions?
还是你的那个着重于某些内容所吸引?
Is it problems with other people?
或者你跟其他人有问题?
Problems in your work?
在你工作当中面临的问题?
Problems at school?
或者你学习上的困难?
Problems in yourself?
或者你自己本身的问题?
All these things we keep on our shoulders and they oppress us.
所有这些呢,都在我们肩头上作为我们的重担来挤压我们。
But God says, a child is going to be born, and on his shoulders is not going to be oppression.
这说呢,一个婴孩为我们而生,在他的肩头上呢,没有任何的那个重恶。
Every child that's born in the world comes with burdens.
每一个孩子到这个,生在这个世界都有很多的重担。
Now, I have two kids.
我有两个孩子。
And I know as much of a joy as they may be, babies do not bring peace and rest.
我知道那个对孩子呢,我有很多的喜乐,但是呢,孩子也不仅仅带来的完全是喜乐。
They don't solve darkness and despair.
他们呢,不解决黑暗中的艰难困苦的问题。
They come with their own problems.
他们也会带来他们本身的问题。
They come with their own sin.
他们带来他们自己的罪。
They come with their own selfishness.
他们带来自己的自私。
But this child to come, he's not going to have that on his shoulders.
而这个婴孩为我们而生, 他不会带来所有这些我们面临的问题。
He's going to have on his shoulders the government.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
That doesn't mean he's going to be a politician.
他并不说他会成为一个政客。
That means on his shoulders is going to be authority. Authority.
在他的肩头上, 他有完全的权威。
Humans are born with things that oppress us.
我们人呢,出生会把重担压在我们的身上。
And we don't have the authority to throw that off.
我们也没有这个权柄把这个重担全部脱落下来。
To free ourselves from that yoke of bondage on our shoulders.
把我们从那个所负的重轭当中解脱出来。
But the child that's going to come is going to come with all authority in him.
而这个婴孩为我们而生, 他会带来所有应有的权柄。
And so at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus can say, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me.
所以在马太福音里边讲到,我们所有的世间的权柄都给予了他。
It rests on my shoulders, says Jesus.
他呢,使我们的肩头的重恶呢,解脱。
That's how he can bring peace.
他呢,也可以带来和平。
That's how he can bring rest.
也可以带来平安。
That's how he can defeat darkness and distress.
我们可以那个击败黑暗和我们的艰难。
Because he doesn't come as a baby to add his own troubles to the world.
因为他不是一个婴孩,出生以后会对这个世上带来更多的那个困苦。
He comes as a child with authority.
他一个婴孩而生,他带来了权柄。
And Isaiah tells us what his name is going to be.
在以赛亚书也讲到了他的名是什么。
But this is a name with meaning.
这个名呢, 是有它的意义的。
This is not the name so we don't have to refer to him as just you.
并不是这个名就说就是你。
Back then, names described the character of the individual.
这个他的名呢, 来描述他的那个品格品性。
Who is this person?
这是什么样的一个人?
So when Moses asked God what his name was, he was asking more than just, what do I call you?
当摩西问神你的名是什么，并不只是问他这个名字，我该怎么叫你。
Who is this child going to be?
这个孩子会是什么样的人呢？
What is it going to look like?
他会是像什么样子呢？
What is it going to do?
他会做些什么呢？
This is all contained in his name.
这都是在他所有的名里边体现出来。
And we're given a list of four different names.
我们呢有四个不同的名。
The first name he will be is Wonderful Counselor.
第一个名呢，他是一个奇妙的策士。
Now each of these names is so important because each of these names is also a name of God.
所有这几个名都是非常重要，因为它也是神所拥有的名。
So each of these names, we're going to look at how it applies to God first.
所以我看这些名怎么现在应用在神的身上。
And then how it applies to Jesus.
然后再怎么再应用在基督，耶稣基督的身上。
God is called the Counselor.
神呢被称之为是策士。
Let's look at Romans chapter 11.
我们再看那个罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11 verse 33.
三十二节。
Romans 11:33 says, Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out.
甚在神的智慧和知识，神的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?
谁是神的那个测试呢？
Who has ever given to God that God should repay him?
神呢会来那个偿还他。
For from him and through him and to him are all things, to him be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他的，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
God is a counselor.
神呢是一个测试。
Back then, kings surround themselves with counselors.
古代的君王身边呢都有很多那个智谋之士。
They were the ones who provide the king with wisdom.
他们呢向那个神那君王提供那个智慧的计划。
They helped the king make his plans.
帮助神呢做计划，帮助国王做计划。
But Romans 11 says God doesn't need counselors.
但罗马书那个十一节讲到，神并不需要那个测试。
He himself is a counselor.
他自己本身就是一个测试。
He's got all the perfect wisdom and knowledge in the whole universe.
他呢在全拥有全宇宙最好的那个知识和计划。
In theology, we call this God's omniscience.
所以呢我们称之为神是无所不知的。
He knows everything.
他知道所有一切。
So when God makes a plan, it's perfect.
所以往往神做计划的时候，他的计划是完全完美的。
The only fail-safe plan is God's plan.
只有神的计划是那个没有缺陷。
The only plan that does not fail is God's plan.
不会失败的计划就是神的计划。
He is the counselor.
他是我们的测试。
He knows everything you're going through.
他知道你所面临的一切。
He knows all your troubles.
他知道你所面临所有的困苦艰难。
He knows all your problems.
他知道你的那个问题。
Jesus is the counselor.
耶稣也是这样的测试。
The book of Hebrews says that he took on a human form and he went through what we went through.
那个希伯来书讲到他以人的形象经历了我们所经历的一切。
He's able to sympathize with us because he's been through this life.
他能够跟我们在一起，因为他经历了我们所面临的一切。
He was tempted just like us.
他也受到诱惑和我们一样。
He is now our counselor too.
他现在呢是我们的这个奇妙的测试。
He comes with the perfect plan.
他呢带来了完全的这个计划。
But lest we think that Jesus can just be safely called a wise man.
我呢把耶稣基督可以看成是一个智慧的人。
God says, this Savior to come, this child, is not just going to be any old counselor.
神说呢，这个来的婴孩不必，并不仅仅是我们的测试。
He is going to be wonderful counselor.
他会成为一个奇妙的测试。
Now the word wonderful is not something to describe what kind of a counselor Jesus is going to be.
这个奇妙的并不仅仅是来解释耶稣基督是成为什么样的一个测试。
God is not saying, well, Jesus is going to be counselor. What kind of a counselor is he going to be? He's going to be a wonderful counselor.
耶稣呢，神并不仅仅说那个耶稣成为什么样的这个测试，他成为一个奇妙的测试。
Wonderful is describing Jesus himself.
奇妙的是来描述耶稣本身。
Just like wonderful described God himself.
就像那个描述神本身一样。
Turn to Exodus chapter 15.
在出埃及记15章。
Verse 11.
11节。
Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?
耶和华呀，众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事？
God's people were very aware when wonders happened, it was evidence of the hand of God.
神的子民非常清楚。 当神迹奇事发生的时候呢，他都所有都是在神的那个手中掌控的。So
God was the God of wonders.
所以神呢，也是这个施行这个奇妙之事。And
he displayed it to Israel in a mighty way when he brought him out of Egypt.
当把那个以色列人从那个埃及地带出来的时候呢，他施行了那个神迹奇事。So
when this title wonderful is applied to Jesus, it has very significant meaning.
所以把这个奇妙应用在耶稣基督身上，它有非常重要的意义。It
doesn't mean that he is going to be a counselor that is very good.
它并不是说他会成为一个非常合格的好的那个测试。It
means he is going to be a counselor that is divine.
他会成为一个有圣洁的圣洁能力的这个测试。
That's why when Jesus came, he performed so many miracles.
所以当耶稣基督来的时候，他施行了很多神迹奇事。
They seem just great for children's Sunday school lessons.
这是不是仅仅是那个儿童主日学的一些很好的故事素材呢？
But how does that relate to getting rid of the darkness and despair in this world?
但这些怎么和我们驱除我们生活世界中的艰难困苦所联系呢？
Those wonders acted as a testimony to say, this is not just a man.
这些所有神迹奇事就是见证。
This is God.
他是神本身。
So when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples and the storm came,
当耶稣基督和他的门徒在船上遇到风暴的时候,
and all the other fishermen on the boat said, we're going to die.
很多其他的那个渔夫打鱼的都说我们快死了。
And Jesus just stood up and told the waves to stop it.
耶稣站起来斥责这个风暴停止。
And the waves stopped.
这个风暴就停止了。
And these disciples that have been following Jesus around for a long time stood in wonder.
这些门徒跟随耶稣基督已经很久了，他们还是那个不明白。
And they said, who is this who is able to calm storms?
他们说，这是什么样的人能使风暴静止停止？
They realize in the working of wonders that Jesus is not just a good teacher.
所以他们意识到，领略到耶稣基督施行这些神迹奇事，他并不仅仅是一个好的教师。He
didn't come to reform religion.
他并不是来改革我们的宗教。He
came as God himself in flesh.
他呢，是作为神变成肉身。Proving
that all he did was of God.
他所做的一切都是神所做的。So
Christ is wonderful counselor.
所以耶稣基督是奇妙的测试。His
next name is Mighty God.
第二个他的名呢，是一个全能的神。Of
course, lest we think he's still human after wonderful counselor.
当然我们想到他是奇妙的测试，我们还是想到他是个人。God
through Isaiah just comes right out and says his name is going to be Mighty God.
那个以赛亚书说他的名是全能的神。
Now in the Bible, you don't call a human being God.
在圣经里面不把人称之为神。
Especially not mighty God.
特别不会讲一个是全能的神。
Because that's a name only assigned to God himself.
因为这个名只能给那个神本身的。
Flip over to Psalm 24.
在诗篇24章。
Psalm 24, verse 8.
24章第八节。
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
荣耀的王是谁呢？是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。
The psalmist is asking, Who is this King of glory?
这个诗篇问谁是荣耀的王呢？
Mighty God.
是那个全能的王。
He needs to include this.
他是这个全能的王。
Because it's not enough just to have a perfect plan.
所以并完只有有一个完备的计划并不足够。
It's not enough just to have all knowledge.
拥有所有的智慧知识并不足够。
It wouldn't do any good if God knew everything but didn't have any ability to do anything about it.
如果神知道所有一切很好的计划但他没有能力这么做的话也没有什么用处。
So that is why in Isaiah he adds, he's not just going to be a wonderful counselor, he's going to be mighty God.
所以在以赛亚书谈到他并不仅仅是奇妙测试而且是全能的神。
Flip over to Isaiah chapter 14.
在以赛亚书第14章。
And this is one of my favorite verses.
这是我非常喜欢的一个经节。
Isaiah 14:27.
以赛亚书十四章二十七节。
For the Lord Almighty has purposed, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back?
万军之耶和华既然定义，谁能废弃呢？他的手已经伸出，谁能转回呢？
Not only is God omniscient, he knows everything.
并不仅仅有这个一个有这个目的他那个知道所有一切。
But he's also omnipotent. He has all power.
而且他有全能的神他是全能的神。
So he has the perfect plan.
他有一个完美的计划。
And then he also has all the power to back it up.
他有所有的能力来执行这个计划。
This Christmas time, we don't think of Christ being mighty God.
在圣诞节的时代我们不是经常想到神是作为耶稣基督作为一个全能的神。
Right, we think Christmas and we think a little baby.
在圣诞节我们往往想到一个小的婴孩。
We think Christ being humbled as a human.
耶稣基督呢是一个谦卑以我们人的形象。
All Christ's life on this earth was very humble.
耶稣基督在地上的生活都是非常谦卑的。
Leading to his death on the cross, the most humble and humiliating thing.
最后呢，他在那个十架上那个受羞辱而死。
How is that mighty?
怎么能够称为是全能的呢？
Well, it's mighty because of what it did.
他全能就是因为他所做的。
Jesus brought salvation, and doing so, he conquered death, the grave, and sin.
他呢，带来了救赎，他战胜了死亡。
And you can't do that unless you're mighty.
如果他没有这个全能的能力，他没法这么做。
People throughout the history of the world have tried to do that themselves.
纵观历史，很多人都想这么做。
To overcome the darkness in their own heart.
想我们来那个克服我们心中的黑暗。
But they can't do it.
他们无法这么做。
It doesn't matter how strong your will is.
不管他们有多么强的这个意志力。
Doesn't matter how much self-discipline you have.
不管他自己的自律有多强。
You don't have the power.
你没有这个能力。
You are not mighty enough to overcome the sin inside.
你没有这个能力足够可以那个克服罪。
You have no power to bring light into the darkness and distress of this world.
你没有这个能力把光带进黑暗来消灭这个黑暗的世界。
But Jesus did that.
但耶稣基督做到了。
When he died on the cross, he did all that.
在他在十架上死的时候，他完成了所有这一切。
And when Jesus comes back, and we have described in Revelation, he's going to appear with all his glory and all his majesty.
在启示录里提到，当耶稣基督再来的时候，他会带来所有他的尊贵和所有的荣耀。
We're going to see him as he is, mighty God.
我们会看到他，看他看成是一个全能的神。
His name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
他的名是称为奇妙的策士，全能的神。
The next name is Everlasting Father.
他们下边一个名是那个永在的父。
Let's flip over to Daniel chapter 4.
我们再看那个丹以理书第四章。
Daniel chapter 4, King Nebuchadnezzar describes God this way.
在这里呢，尼布甲尼撒王呢，这样来描述神。
Daniel 4, verse 34.
丹以理书第四章三十四节。
Then I praised the Most High, I honored and glorified Him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation.
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目仰望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
God the Father is eternal.
And 我们的父神是那个永在的。
He reigns from everlasting to everlasting.
他存到永远。
There was no time in all of creation, past, present, where he did not exist.
在所有的时空当中，所有的万物当中，他是永远存在。
And where he did not reign.
他呢一直是那个治理。
In theology, we call this part of his omnipresence.
所以他是那个那个无所不在。
He's everywhere all the time.
他任何时间空间他都是存在的。
Jesus is also everlasting Father.
耶稣基督是也是我们那个永在的父。
He is Father, not to be confused with God the Father, the first person in the Trinity.
他是我们的父呢，不要和那个在三位一体当中的第一位的父神所混淆。
Jesus is in Father in the role that he plays.
他呢也他有那个父神的这个作用。
Jesus brings safety and security.
耶稣基督呢带来了安全。
Before I got married, I was spending time with one of my friends who had a little child.
在我结婚之前呢，我曾经和我一个朋友在一起，他呢有一个小孩子。
And he picked her up and slung her over his shoulder.
他把这个孩子抱起来放在肩头。
And immediately the girl just fell asleep.
这很快的，这个小女孩呢就那个睡着了。
And as a single guy, I remarked, "Wow, your daughter's fast asleep already."
我当时作为一个单身人就很奇怪，你的女儿怎么那么快就入睡了
？My friend said, "Oh, you don't understand how comfortable it is."
你不，他说你不理解，小孩子在肩头上是多么的舒适。
Jesus, Father.
耶稣基督是我们的父神。
He's got you.
他会得到你。
In His arms, you are safe and secure.
在他的怀抱中，你会得到安全满足。
When you are in His arms, nothing's gonna hurt you.
你当在怀抱之中的时候，没有什么东西能够伤害你。
The worries of the world might be out there.
在世上的纷扰可能还在那边。
But when you are in Jesus, it doesn't matter.
但你在耶稣基督的怀中的时候，这些都不是什么事儿。
You're safe.
你是安全的。
You can rest.
你可以那个休息。
But he's not just Father, he is everlasting Father.
他不仅仅是一个父神，他就是一个永在的父。
Because no matter how wonderful our fathers may have been, at some point in time they will leave us.
因为在我们生活当中，不管我们的父亲是多么的好，在我们的生活当中某一个时段，他们必须离开我们。
And that's heartbreaking.
真的是非常伤心的事。
But yet Jesus, who also is our comforter, who gives us that peace and security.He will never leave.
耶稣基督做我们的那个安慰者，给我们的那个安全满足，他永远不会离开我们。
After he died on the cross, he rose again.
他在十字架上死了以后，他又重生了。
Death will no longer have any hold or touch him ever, ever again.
死亡将不会再有对他有任何的管辖辖制。
His reign is now from everlasting to everlasting.
他的权柄是拥有的，他的国存到万代。
It doesn't matter what you face.
不管你的那个信仰是什么。
Or how long you face it.
不管你那个面临多长的时间。
Jesus, your protector, your father will always be with you.
耶稣基督，你的保护的父神永远会和你在一起。
He will never be absent.
他永远不会缺席。
He will never leave you.
他也不会永远离开你。
He is everlasting Father.
这是我们永在的父。
He is wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
他是奇妙的测试全能的神永在的父。
He is also Prince of Peace.
他也是一个和平的君。
God is the originator of peace.
神呢是所有和平的源头。
In Isaiah, God is called the bringer of peace.
在以赛亚书呢谈到那个神呢带来的和平。
In fact, later on Isaiah, the covenant that God has with his people is called the covenant of peace.
在那个以赛亚书后来谈到那个神与人的立的约里面就是和平的约。
All through Israel's history, God is trying to bring them to peace.
在以色列所有的历史当中，神就是带给他们和平。
There's that promised land that he promised to Israel.
他对应许以色列人那个应许之地。
And it's going to be a land of prosperity.
会一个繁荣的地。
It's going to be a land of rest.
是一个可以休息的地。
It's going to be a land of health.
是一个安全那个健康的地。
And that is why Isaiah calls that covenant a covenant of peace.
所以以赛亚书把它提到称之为是那个和平的约。
That God has promised to bring his people into rest and peace.
神呢会应许把他的子民呢带进这个平安。
Jesus also fulfills this.
耶稣基督也会成就这个。
Let's turn over to Philippians chapter 4.
我们来看那个腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 7.
第四章那个第七节。
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神会那个神的那个和平会超越所有的一切来那个管住你的心。
He's called the Prince of Peace.
他称之为和平的君。
Now that doesn't mean that Jesus is the Prince and then therefore there's another King.
并不是说耶稣基督是那个和平的君，还有另外一个君王。
When it says that Jesus is going to be the Prince of Peace, it means he is going to be the head.
所以他会成为那个领头的。
He's going to be the ruler.
他会成为那个政权的治理者。
He's going to be the originator.
他是一个源头。
Of peace.
是和平平安的源头。
So that's why in Philippians 4:7 it says the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以腓立比书第四章第七节讲神所赐出人意外的平安必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
If you are in darkness and distress and you want peace, you need to go to the Prince of Peace.
如果你在黑暗困难之中你要寻求平安你必须去寻求平安的这个源头。
Because God provides the only true peace in Christ Jesus.
神呢是通过耶稣基督向我们提供这个真实的那个平安。
And all those other things that we go to in this world, they only give a temporary, fake peace.
所以我们这些在世上所能拥有的东西只给我们一些暂时的虚假的平安。
Peace that doesn't last.
这些平安呢无法持久。
Peace that is not true peace.
它不是真正的平安。
But if you want real peace, you have to go to Jesus.
你要得到真实的平安，你必须去寻求耶稣基督。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君。
The Ruler of Peace.
他是那个 平安的那个治理者。
He is the originator of peace.
他是那个平安的源头。
All peace that can be found needs to be found in Christ and Christ alone.
所以所有的平安都只能，也只能在耶稣基督那边得到。
This is what the promised Savior is going to be like.
这就是我们应许我们的那个救赎者所要做的。
Wonderful Counselor.
他是一个奇妙的测试。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
Back to Isaiah chapter 9, verse
7. 回到我们那个以赛亚书第九章第七节。
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
When the Prince of Peace comes with authority on his shoulders, his government, his kingdom is never going to shrink.
当和平的君来临的时候，拥有他的这个权柄的时候，他的国永远不会消失。
His authority, his kingdom is only going to grow.
他的权柄，他的政权，国度只会增加。
So when John is given a picture of it in Revelation, he sees a vast multitude from every nation, from every tongue.
所以在约翰在那个启示录里边讲到预言这个时候说他看到很多许多的人从各国各族各民各方来。
His kingdom and his peace never ends.
他的那个和平的国度永远不会结束。
And he will reign on David's throne.
他会在那个大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
Everything predicted aboutThe Messiah and of King David and the future Christ is all going to be fulfilled in Jesus.
所以通过耶稣基督所有预言的一切大卫王的国度和平所有这一切都会通过耶稣基督而实现。
That is his perfect plan. He is wonderful counselor.
因为他是一个有完全的计划奇妙的测试。
He's planned it all along from all creation.
他那个所有的那个创造物都是他的计划之中的。
And finally, it comes together in a climax at Christmas time.
所以所有这一切最后集中在一起一个高潮就是圣诞节的这个时刻。
That all that what has been looked for in the Old Testament, everything that has been promised, is going to find fulfillment in this baby Jesus.
所以所有在旧约当中所预言所应许的都在这个婴孩的身上实现了。
And he's going to establish his kingdom and hold it with justice and righteousness.
所以他会治理他的国以和平公义使国坚定稳固。
Not with war.
不是通过战争。
Not with armies.
也不是通过军队。
Soldiers.
战士。
Not with violence.
也不是通过暴力。
This is going to be the weapons of Christ.
是通过耶稣基督的这个武器。
Righteousness and justice.
是公平和公义。
And how will God accomplish this?
神怎么来成就这一切呢?
He's going to accomplish it by his zeal.
他要成就这一切以他的热心来成就这一切。
The passion of God is going to do this.
所以神的那个热心会来成就这事。
Not because he's obligated,
并不是说他那个有这个责任。
Not because he's in our debt,
或者他那个欠我们的债。
He's going to do this because God so loved the world.
神要做，因为他太爱这个世界。
His passion for you and me is going to do this.
他对我们的这个热心会来做这件事，成就这事。
When he thinks about you,There's a zeal.
当你看到有这样一个热心的时候呢
，The zeal of the Lord Almighty is going to do this.
以神的耶和华的热心必成就这事。
It's Christmas time.
现在我们圣诞节的时候
，We remember the giving of Christ.
我们要纪念那个耶稣给我们的这个基督，神给我们的耶稣基督。
Done solely because God so loved.
他这么做是神太爱我们了。
And this Christmas story is going to end in Easter.
那个圣诞节会在那个复活节那个结束。
Begin with God's passion.
神的热心开始。
And end with Christ's passion.
最后呢会终结到那个耶稣基督的热心。
On the cross.
在十架上的热心。
Where he pays to be a prince of peace.
他支付了这个代价成为那个和平之君。
And his zeal and his alone accomplishes this.
And 他的热心他本身会成就这事。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we glory in Christ this day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个时刻要归荣耀与那个耶稣基督和神。
He is not just a little baby in a manger.
耶稣基督并不仅仅是在马槽中诞生的一个婴孩。
He is wonderful counselor.
他是奇妙的策士。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Prince.Of peace.
And 和平的君。
Let's pray and give him praise.
让我们来祷告，来赞美他。
God, we thank you for this Christmas morning.
我们的父神，我们感谢你给我们那个圣诞节的早晨。
We thank you, Lord, this morning for the peace that passes all understanding.
我们感谢神今天早上给我们这个平安，给我们这个理解。
We thank you that you have sent your Son.
我们感谢你，你给了我们你的儿子。
We thank you that he came to deliver.
他的到来来拯救我们。
We thank you that he came to do what none of us could do.
他来做我们所有其他人无法做的事。
And we thank you today that he dispelled the darkness in our lives.
他呢去除了我们生活中的黑暗。
That we no longer need to live in darkness.
我们不再生活在黑暗中。
Despair does not need to rule our lives.
并不仅仅是来改变我们的生活。
We do not live as people who are under oppression.
我们不再是在重恶之下生活的人。
We have been freed by the Prince of Peace who comes with authority on his shoulders.
我们那个被和平的君担负了我们的重轭。
And with all that authority, he has broken our bonds.
他带来所有的权柄 and 折断了我们所有的重轭。
And forced the darkness and despair away.
让那黑暗去除。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢我们的耶稣基督。
We thank you for leaving the comforts and glories of heaven.
让我们在上面能够得到这个安全平安。
To become God with us.
是神与我们同在。
Emmanuel.
你也和我们同在。
This morning, may all praise and honor be lifted up to Jesus Christ.
我们所有的赞美、敬拜、祷告都归于我们在上面的耶稣基督。
Let no one else receive glory this day.
在这个时间里面，没有其他人能够得到这个荣耀。
For this day we remember you and you alone have saved.
在这个天里面，在这时间里面，我们纪念你，纪念你作为我们的那个拯救者，救赎者。
All this in his mighty name.
我们所有这一切祷告以他那个全能的名。
Wonderful counselor.
奇妙的策士。
Everlasting Father,
永在的父
Prince of Peace,
和平的君
Mighty God,
全能的神
It's in that name we pray.
我们以这样的名来祷告
Amen.
Amen.